It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society.
Henry C. Frisbee was born in Essex County, New York, in March 1801. He came to Fredonia in 1817 with the rest of his family. But when his father died just a few months after arriving, the entire family returned east, except for 17-year-old Henry, who stayed behind. Having some knowledge of typesetting, Frisbee began working in the printing office of James Hall, publisher of the Chautauqua Gazette. After about 2 years, he attended school and worked evenings to pay his board. After 6 months, he returned to Hall, but was informed that his services were no longer needed. Frisbee felt this was unfair, and he worked to start a paper in opposition to the Chautauqua Gazette. In March 1821, he purchased a printing press and type in Buffalo and brought it to Fredonia. The first number of his paper, the New York Censor, afterwards changed to Fredonia Censor, was issued February 8, 1822. For 17 years, Frisbee worked on the paper both as a compositor and editor. In 1838, it was taken over by E. Winchester and was published by him 2 years and by R. Cunningham 1 year. In 1841, the Censor was bought by Willard McKinstry. In addition to his work with the newspaper, Frisbee was also engaged in the bookselling and bookbinding business. When Fredonia was incorporated in 1829, he was elected village clerk, and he was also chosen by the people of the county to represent them in the state legislature in 1845. Frisbee died November 9, 1873, at the age of 72. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.